Once again, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner Part 2 today, because I just visited with Audie Maxey from the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. My pleasure now speaking with our State Representative Shannon Latham from Sheffield as we talk about what happened this week in the Iowa Legislature. And Shannon, very good day to you.
Good morning, Pat.
And this week, you finally made it to the 100-day mark, so that's a little bit different for you and your colleagues there in the legislature.
That's right. When we get to the 100-day mark, we stop getting paid our per diem expenses, but as you know, we'll continue to work until the job is done. But to me, the worst part, or you know, of reaching that 100-day mark and still not being adjourned, is that we have to say goodbye to our clerks. So not only do they help respond to constituent mails, make sure that our calendars, you know, are running smoothly, getting me off to where I need to be, but they also just bring some liveliness to the chamber.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. What happens in the coming days on how long the 2026 session will last for all of you, all the state senate and House of Representative members, such as yourself. You know, so we'll see what happens.
I'm optimistic, Pat, that we'll get out of there hopefully next week, because we have made really good progress on the property tax proposal.
Yes.
And then yesterday, House and Senate leadership announced the agreed-upon total budget figure. So now we just have to work out those final details for each of the individual budget plans. But I really think that was great progress made this week toward adjournment.
And that was the big story this week there, Shannon, is about the property tax plan. I see that was approved by a vote of 64 to 23 in the Iowa House this week.
Yes, that's right. So we put an amendment on it, and so now it goes back to the Senate. So our work is not done on that, and you know, hopefully there could be still some additional changes made, because people continue to reach out and ask questions about it. So if you've got questions on it, I encourage you to send those emails or messages to me over the weekend, because I do think that will be probably one of the top priorities that we tackle at the beginning of next week.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard a lot from your constituents here about this issue that's been on the minds for many people in the state of Iowa. And I'm sure you've heard that during your recent meetings. I know there was supposed to be one in Webster City, I believe, this or last week. But anyway, it's on the minds of many Iowans about what we're doing with our property taxes. And many of these cities and counties are having budget hearings all over the how this affects their economies at home, too, in their hometowns.
That's right. And one of the things that I had heard about from local governments is that they were concerned about how they would be able to save for big ticket items like a fire truck, for example, because in one of the versions of the tax bill, it limits or limited the amount that they could save for those items. So now there has been a separate fund created that will help them, you know, be able to designate that money. So that is one of the changes that has happened at the request of those local governments.
Also this week there, Shannon, was some big news to help out cancer research. 93-0 was the final vote for a bill that's focusing on what Iowa can do for pediatric cancer.
That's right. There was $3 million set aside for pediatric cancer research at the University of Iowa. I think, you know, if there's one thing that Iowans hold near and dear to their hearts, it is pediatric cancer. We always see that wave at the Iowa game for all of the children who are in the hospital, so it kind of pulls at our heartstrings. But we also have, you know, a real problem here in our state, and we got to get to the bottom of it. So this will allow researchers to have a multi-year clinical trial without the fear of funding disappearing. So I think that money has been pretty soft in the past, so this will specifically designate it just for pediatric cancer research at the University of Iowa.
And that's good news for those families affected by this terrible disease.
Absolutely, Pat. What I was hearing is that currently they're using adult cancer treatments for some of these kids, and we all know that there's a difference between kids and adults. So I really hope that this research will be meaningful and helpful.
Again, we're talking with State Representative Shannon Latham today on KQWC on this Friday. What else was the big news this week there, Shannon?
The other big news was work on the budget. So like I had mentioned, there was the original target that we had from the House and the Senate. They were different. So leadership announced yesterday that they have agreed upon the overall budget total, and so now that will be distributed between each of the different budget bills. And so as the chair of the Economic Development Budget Subcommittee, I know I need to take another look at my budget, and I need to cut after that overall amount was announced yesterday. I need to make a little cut to my budget. Then we will bring that back again to our colleagues. It'll have to we'll have to pass those budgets again now that we've got the new target numbers.
All right, so I believe that'll be number one when you resume again next Monday. So I think that's one of the issues. And what else can we expect next week there, Shannon?
Yeah, really, property tax reform and budgets are the two big pieces of legislation that are standing in the way between us and adjournment. So it's called adjourning sine die when we adjourn for the very last time, but I am optimistic that that is going to happen. I think it could happen next week, but if not, at least the end is in sight. It's in the near future.
So the end is in sight, you say, for the legislative session this year. Maybe next week?
That's right.
All right.
It's not next week. I really think it could happen next week, but I heard Senator Dawson interviewed this morning. He was saying that he thinks it will happen within a week and a half or two. I think that is absolutely the truth, but I think it'll happen next week. So we'll see. We'll see who has the closest guess, I guess.
Well, we'll see. We'll count our fingers and toes on the end of the 2026 legislative session. So we'll see what next week brings. So, Shannon Latham, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.